Grace, mercy, and peace be unto you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text this evening is from Romans chapter 8. For I am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels nor rulers, nor things present nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This is the text. There are those times in our lives when time seems irrelevant. There are days that drag on, seem like they will never end. And then there are days that draw to a close and you don't know where the time went. The same holds true when you begin speaking about years. It seems like this year went really fast. But then, as I was preparing for tonight, I started looking back on all the things that happened in this past year, and some of them seemed like they happened a really long time ago. I look back at pictures of my children from Christmas last year, and I can't believe the change. The common refrain is, of course, that every year seems to get shorter. But the reality is there's always 24 hours in a day. I can, though, guarantee you that the year 2017 will be shorter than the year 2016. Oh, you got ahead of me on that one. Yes, we don't have February 29th this year. As I now have one daughter in college and another in high school, I look back on their years at St. James School, and that seems like a long time ago, even though for Juliana it was only 1 year. It's amazing how time separates us from the events of our lives. I think back on my first year of college, and it hits me, that was 30 years ago. I took a typewriter to college. I love telling my confirmation class every year about, we talk about things that, you know, how they have things in their life compared to what I had. And it's amazing how times have changed. They always want to know what kind of cell phone I had when I was a kid. What's even more telling, as I try to teach the kids that age, 6th, 7th, 8th grade youth, trying to use examples from history, even recent history, I have to remind myself, these are children who were born after 9/11. That event doesn't have the same impact on them as it does for those of us who watched it on TV that Tuesday morning when the towers fell. But that event, for us who just watched it on TV, doesn't have the same impact or meaning as it does for those who lived or worked in New York. And if you ever talk to someone who lived or worked in New York at that time, they will tell you that you don't understand what that day was like. Much in the same way, the assassination of John F. Kennedy is something that I only know from history. I'm separated from that event because I was not alive at that time. I do not have the same visceral, emotional memory of knowing exactly where I was when I heard that news. I talked to my parents. They can tell me exactly where they were. It's not the same for me. I'm separated from that event because of history. I'm separated because of those additional years, and that I didn't see it with my own eyes. And as we look back on these types of events, the more years that pass by, the farther those events fade into the peripheral vision of history. They become less impactful year after year. That's the one thing about the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. Nothing separates us from the love of Christ. Nothing separates us from that event in history. Thousands of years have passed, and none of us witnessed it with our own eyes. Yet you are just as forgiven of your sins as the Apostle John, who stood at the foot of the cross. The promise of the resurrection of the dead is just as much for you as it was for the women who entered into the tomb on Easter morning. There is no separation. There is no fading away into history. The promise, the reality, that nothing in all creation can separate you from the love of God is in full display at the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. No matter how many years pass, the cross and empty grave of Jesus is the one single central event to which all of human history is connected. Adam has the right to enter into the wedding feast of Christ and his bride, the church, because the Son of God was promised to come and crush the head of Satan. And in this, he placed his faith and trust. Abraham has the right to sit at the wedding feast of Christ because God credited his faith to him as righteousness. His faith in that coming Messiah. All of history revolves around that central figure of Jesus Christ and his death and resurrection. What we celebrate here tonight is not simply time passing along, but the reality that no amount of time has separated us from that event, so that you also are invited to the wedding feast, that feast which has no end. As Jesus says, blessed are those servants who stay dressed for action and keep their lamps burning. No matter how much time remains until Christ returns, his love for you will not fade away, and he implores you to keep watch and do not let time steal away the gifts that he has given. We come together as we mark time this evening, and we rejoice at the washing away of your sins, that the grace you received at your baptism has not faded away into history. The promise of the resurrection of the body and life everlasting, it has not diminished and it will not diminish. It will not be separated from you in any way. On the contrary, as St. Paul says, we are closer now to our salvation than ever before. Tonight, we turn the page on the calendar. We mark off another year of time. And this year may go fast, or it may go slow. As God's people, we long for the day when time will truly be irrelevant. In the timelessness of eternity, in the feast which has no end, in the wedding banquet of Christ and his bride, the church, as Scripture says, a day will be like 1,000 years and 1,000 years like a day. The good news is, that then, just like now, nothing will separate us from from the love of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.